Our coverage of the Utah Priorities Project moves forward with a look at the environment. Salt Lake County mayoral candidate Ben McAdams introduces an education plan, and Utah is seeing the largest number of whooping cough cases in more than 60 years. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, October 4th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
I'm Terry Gilday. Concern about the environment moved up a notch this year in the Utah Foundation survey of issues important to voters. And while there are many aspects of that issue to look at, voters insist air pollution is at the top of their environmental agenda. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
On a beautiful fall day, it's hard to imagine how horrible the air quality in Utah's urban areas can get when a winter inversion traps cold air in the valleys for weeks at a time. The American Lung Association gives Box Elder, Cache, Davis, Salt Lake, Utah, and Weber counties a grade of F in its annual State of the Air report for high levels of the tiny particles floating in the air called PM2.5. Inhaling those particles has been linked to asthma and other respiratory diseases. Salt Lake County had over 19 days exceeding federal air quality standards in the latest report. The main source of particulate air pollution is the exhaust from cars and trucks. Utah Foundation researcher Sean Tigan says the emission inspections required before cars in Utah's urban counties can be registered, and new cars designed to emit lower levels of pollution are making things better in most places.
The Salt Lake, Ogden-Clearfield combined statistical area and the Provo-Orem combined statistical area have actually gotten better on that American Lung Association ranking. But Logan has slipped. Cache County has slipped. They are the ones that really need the most help, particularly for the short-term, very high levels of the PM2.5.
Vehicle owners in Cache County are not required to get the same inspections as those on the Wasatch Front. But Bryce Byrd, the director of Utah's Division of Air Quality, says the IM program is among the most effective tools the state has for making the air more breathable.
Really, as we went through our analysis, an emissions testing program was the kind of gave us the biggest benefit. Some of the concerns that the Cache County Council has is with the cost of the program. And if you look at it as an overall cost, of course, it is a costly program, based on the emissions reduced. But if you look at it on an individual basis, of course, cars are the largest contributing source in that area. And if you look on an individual car basis, you're talking, a dollar a month for newer cars, maybe $2 a month for older cars.
New concerns about health have resulted in stricter standards from the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Utah Division of Air Quality will be taking public input on those new standards through the end of this month. A special hearing in Cache County is set for October 15th in Logan. If the state can't find a way to meet the new standards, Tigan says there will be a price to pay.
Eventually, the federal government's going to say, well, you haven't succeeded. We've given you lots of opportunity to try to succeed. We're going to start removing some of the benefits that you get as a state, and some of those benefits are going to be transportation funds.
Eastern Utah's Uinta County has its own unique problem with air pollution. Ozone builds up there in the winter, likely as a result of emissions from natural gas wells. The Division of Air Quality and federal agencies are studying the problem, hoping to come up with definitive data that could lead to action to improve air quality in that part of the state. More creative solutions could be on the horizon as well. Kids from Morningside Elementary School in Salt Lake City imagined new kinds of cars at a demonstration of electric vehicles last fall.
Are you worried about gas prices going so skyward? People, we have a solution. We are here to sell you a new car called the XXX Rocket that has 100% renewable energy usage. My new car actually uses the power of your body to heat propel the vehicle forward. This power is absorbed by pads in your seat and then travels to the ingeniously crafted engine that you could own.
Tomorrow, increased enrollment and rising costs have put higher education back on the Utah Priorities list of voter concerns this year. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.
Salt Lake County mayoral candidate Ben McAdams says he believes county government does have a role in education. That's why the Democrat introduced his education policy plan yesterday. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
McAdams says while the state legislature, state school board, and local school districts dictate key funding and policy decisions, the county has a role of its own.
As mayor, I'll provide the leadership, partnerships, programs and services that support children outside of school so they can be successful in the classroom.
McAdams says he'll work to expand existing preschool and after-school programs, as well as programs that provide education resources for refugee and immigrant families. He says he can achieve this with the help of volunteers and private sector partnerships. McAdams' Republican opponent, Mark Crockett, says the county can support education first by not competing for scarce tax dollars.
If we were to rethink about all the county assets and all the county programs and really have them focus in on the kids who are in need, the kids who are at risk, we have within the county's existing footprint ways that we can help that we really haven't even scratched the surface on yet.
According to a recent Deseret News and KSL poll, Crockett is leading McAdams by 3%. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The number of whooping cough cases in Utah has reached a level not seen for more than 60 years. The State Department of Health says there have been 851 cases of pertussis reported so far this year. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Health experts don't know why Utah and the nation are seeing the worst outbreak of whooping cough in decades. Theron Jepson is an epidemiologist with the Utah Department of Health.
There's some things that you can point to, and that is, you know, certain people for whatever reason choose to not get immunized. A good portion of that 851 cases that we've seen come from individuals who were unimmunized.
The department has also noted that some people who contract the disease have been vaccinated. In fact, they're seeing higher levels of pertussis among 10 and 11-year-olds when children are almost due for a booster shot.
That leads us to believe that the effectiveness of the vaccine starts to wane after about 5 years. And those kids that before they get that booster dose between ages 11 and 12 seem to have higher rates of pertussis.
Jepson says the most vulnerable populations are those under 1 year old who are too young for a vaccine and those who are almost due for a booster. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Using remote sensing that could identify individual vehicles emitting high levels of pollutants is one strategy being suggested as an alternative to a countywide emissions inspection program in Cache County. The Logan Herald Journal reports county officials met yesterday with Governor Gary Herbert to voice their objections to a new statewide air pollution control plan. It includes an IM program for Cache County, similar to the requirement for most Wasatch Front counties.
Weber State University is the latest location to open a compressed natural gas fueling station. This is one of 21 new CNG fuel stops built with funding through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and that money matched with a grant from Questar Gas. Irene Rizza with the Utah Clean Cities Coalition says Utah leads the nation with the most CNG stations per capita.
They're rolling out. I mean, we have the complete I-15 corridor covered. So I can drive with our natural gas vehicle from Salt Lake office down to the St. George office, not a problem.
Rizza says the much lower price per gallon of natural gas is driving interest in cars that run on CNG. The Questar Gas website lists the price at $1.48 a gallon right now. The newest station is located at 4748 Old Post Road at Weber State University. Rocky Mountain Power is celebrating its centennial today with the unveiling of a new monument in Salt Lake. It's designed like an old transmission tower located at the new track station on North Temple across the street from the company's headquarters. The new track system is a station, rather, equipped with solar panels that'll provide power for lighting and ticketing kiosks. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says the panels were paid for in part through a partnership between the city and Rocky Mountain Power, and he hopes the new station will be a model for other communities seeking renewable energy alternatives.
We are providing an example of the kinds of simple things we can do that benefit us in terms of cost, in terms of our energy security, and give a good showcase, really, for the community for using solar in our community, and it brings benefits for all of us in a lot of ways.
The Utah Transit Authority estimates the new tracks line on North Temple will be up and running with service to the airport by April of next year.
Curtis Allgaier pleaded guilty yesterday to the murder of a state corrections officer 5 years ago. Steven Anderson was shot as he brought Allgaier to the orthopedic hospital at the University of Utah and was killed with his own gun. Under a deal with prosecutors, Allgaier agreed to a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Qualifying candidates for the U.S. national speed skating teams are facing a deadline this Sunday to decide if they wanted to accept spots on the teams. But their decisions are complicated by a challenge to short track coach Jae-Soo Chun. An arbitration hearing that could result in his removal as coach is set for November 1st. He's been accused of physically, emotionally, and verbally abusing skaters working to qualify for the team. Some athletes are backing Chun, but others have left the team. The Utah State Office of Education announced three finalists yesterday for the job of state superintendent. They include Gregory Hudnall, who's an associate superintendent in the Provo School District, Martel Minlove, current deputy superintendent, and Michael Sentence, an education consultant based in Massachusetts. All three will be interviewed by members of the State Board of Education on Monday, and they'll likely announce their choice shortly after. And finally, visitors to Hogle Zoo are getting their first look at a baby giraffe that was born September 23rd. The baby girl is 6 feet tall already. Her mother is Kipinzi, who delivered a male calf in 2009. It was named Jamar and died 8 months later. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, October 4th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.